Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 478. Thank you so much for joining me. I think it's going to be a great day. It's always going to be a great day in my head, and hopefully some of the positivity that I have can rub off on you. Okay, now, today's show is going to be with Bob Hoying in the studio with me, but late last night he had to postpone his appearance because of some sick children. So we'll have Bob on the show coming up in the next couple weeks, I'm sure. We're going to talk about that in a couple days. Today, though, we're going to bring you 25 amazing facts about teeth plus 10 incredibly weird facts about teeth. We'll have to see if we have time for all of that. The first thing I want to talk about, though, let me just do this before we get started. Let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it is at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And if you go there, you can see all of the old shows. So there's a spot where you can just click on episodes and find whatever show you would like by typing in a keyword. Okay? So yeah, let me just talk to you about before we get started on the 25 amazing facts about teeth, and by the way, those 25 amazing facts were put together and brought to you by a gentleman named, Dr., what is his name? Oh, I guess it says Dr. Evan, he must go by his first name, dentist in Monroe Falls, Ohio. Okay, if I knew his last name, I would tell you. I guess I thought it would be on here. Okay, but let's start first with, every year, apparently, Delta Dental does an annual survey. And it's about the Tooth Fairy. And so they found that the Tooth Fairy was quite generous last year, which is, of course, good news for anyone, everyone. And so according to their 13th annual Tooth Fairy survey, cash payouts have soared during the past year to an all-time high, averaging about $4.66, which is good for a 75-cent increase from 2015. So this was at the end of 2016. They did this survey. And it's not just exciting news for kids. The Tooth Fairy's generosity has historically been a good indicator of the economy. This is not something I knew. I did not know this. The poll shows the Tooth Fairy's cash payout increases within a percentage point of the Standard & Poor's 500s. And so continuing the survey's pattern of following the index this direction for 12 of the 13 years. 12 of the past 13 years that they've done the survey, the amount of money people give their kids, I'm sorry, the Tooth Fairy gives to their children, parallels the Standard & Poor's index. So that's pretty neat. Last year, the Tooth Fairy paid about $290.6 million in the United States for lost teeth. That was a 13.5% increase. Cash payouts for a first tooth loss are up 10% to $5.72. Because after all, that first tooth is so special, right? Although 89% of the homes the Tooth Fairy hits receive money, the fairy is also known to occasionally give gifts that promote dental health, such as toothpaste or toothbrushes. That's kind of interesting. And isn't that cool that the you can tell by how generous the Tooth Fairy is how the Standard & Poor's index is going to be. And it's funny because not everybody is even, has investments in the Standard & Poor's. But my producer's just showing me a little note that says he got 25 cents when he was a kid. I don't know if that's a sign that the economy was bad or you're just old. I think he's just old. Anyway, he doesn't look it. Definitely doesn't look his age. So anyway, yeah, I thought that was a little fun fact that we would start out with. And so now let's go to the 25 amazing facts about teeth. And by the way, our Dr. Kvitko question of the day is going to be about one or two of these facts. So we'll have to, you'll have to pay attention, okay? All right, so let's start with surveys indicate that 50% of people say that someone's smile is the first thing they notice. I'm a little surprised that it's only 50% because I think it would be the first thing you notice. But, I guess that might be why they say my eyes are up here. Why we have that phrase. But anyway, no, for me, a smile is the biggest thing that I see. And you probably know this, but if you don't, I'll tell you, it's been determined that we can detect a smile from 100 yards away. The length of a football field. You'll know if that person is happy or, you know, smiling or scowling. Okay, so another kind of amazing fact is that the hardest part of your body, guess what the hardest part of your body is? It's your tooth enamel. Your tooth enamel, the hardest part of your body. You might think you have a hard head. You might think you have a hard muscles. But the hardest part is actually your tooth enamel. All right. Now, here's another one. This is kind of near and dear to my heart, not for a good reason, but for a bad one, which is some 80% of dental injuries sustained by children are to their front teeth. I just had it happen again the other day. I had this woman come in. She's in her mid to late 20s, and a repair of a chipped front tooth that had been done, I think in this case, 11 years ago, but she said it wasn't the first repair because the injury happened when she was 8 or 9. And my daughter had her front tooth injured at age 9. And I have discovered that most of the people that I find as adults who have chipped teeth in the front, it happened when they were 9. Something about 9-year-olds that just, 12. Okay. My producer had one too. The very front tooth. And I had just said to my kids, they were outside playing. Actually, they were outside of my dental office playing, and they were running around and on the sidewalk. And I said, you guys, you need to stop that. Somebody's going to fall and get hurt. So I go back in, and literally, I swear, it was just a couple minutes later, I heard screams and cries, and I went back out, and it's like, what happened? And my 9-year-old daughter had fallen and chipped her front two teeth. So, you know, I guess Dad knew better. But I guess if I'd have really known better, I'd have wrapped them in bubble wrap or covered the sidewalk with cloth or something, or maybe some kind of a, not cloth, but what would have been a comforter or pillows. There you go. Pillows would have worked. All right. So let's see another one. Consumers in the United States buy, how many gallons of toothpaste every year would you think we buy? 14 million gallons of toothpaste. That's a lot of toothpaste, especially since, you know, when people come to me, it looks like they haven't been using it very much sometimes. Maybe you just buy it for window dressing or just to have it in your medicine cabinet or in your, by the bathroom sink in case you have a date or something that's going to spend the night. Looks like you've been brushing. Although I think she'd notice if you weren't. All right. So now, over the course of your life, you will spend, how many days brushing do you think you're going to spend brushing your teeth? How many days? 38 days. Over your lifespan, you'll spend 38 days brushing your teeth. That's pretty cool. Now, here's one. It's a little gross, and I don't even know how true it is because I didn't find this fact initially. But it says, and this one may be on Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. In fact, I think it will. Okay, how much saliva do you think we produce in a lifetime? According to this, it's enough to fill two swimming pools. Now, I don't know how big the swimming pool is. I assume they're not talking about a kiddie pool. There must be a standard size Olympic pool. They're probably talking about that. And if that's what they're talking about, that's amazing. That's a lot of saliva. Although I know when I doze off in the evening, often I must have a lot of saliva because I'm always like choking on it. You know, I'm half asleep and my head's going back. And next thing you know, I'm all coughing and choking because I got something down my airway that I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it's happens to me a lot, and I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it, but it's very, very irritating when it happens. So, all right. So let's see. Let's do another. Snails. Guess how many teeth snails have? First of all, I didn't even realize they had teeth. Snails have 25 teeth. Now adults have 32. That's really close. And kids have 20. And people that have had their wisdom teeth out have 28. And people that have had their wisdom teeth out and 4 teeth for braces have 24. So those folks have about the same number of teeth as snails. And they're located on their tongue. Their teeth are on their tongue. Pretty interesting. I did not know that. I've never really looked in there. I never really said, hey, open and wide. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty interesting. Okay, now, guess what? I already mentioned one of the other amazing facts that I just happened to tell you about how adults have 32 and kids have 20. Didn't realize that was on the list. Okay, so now, if a tooth gets knocked out, it will start to die in how many minutes? How many minutes would you think it would take for a tooth to start to die after it's been knocked out? The answer is 15. In only 15 minutes, it starts to die. It's not dead yet. It just is starting that process. That's why if you have a tooth knocked out, you need to find it as fast as you can. Just rinse it off gently. If you have to, lick it off. I know that's gross, but it's better to have it licked, have it cleaned off, and you don't want to rub it, and you don't want to put it in anything caustic. So if you can just kind of, you know, lick it off, think of it as the 30-second rule, I guess it is, right? Okay. So as I mentioned, we are going to do Dr. Kivitko's question of the day soon. And if you want to like pre-program the phone number into your phone, it's 614-459-9769. We're not asking you to call yet because we haven't given the question. And the reason we haven't given you the question is because we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kivitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kivitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kivitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kivitko's question of the day.
All right, and I did forget to mention that the winner is going to receive a free floral arrangement from DeSantis Florist. It's going to be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, the amount of saliva a person produces in their lifetime is enough to fill two swimming pools. Is that true or is that false? All right. Again, the winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kivitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kivitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kivitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kivitko.
Dr. Kivitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kivitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kivitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kivitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kivitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kivitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kivitko's question of the day. We had several callers, but we settled on Maravik. Hey, Maravik, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And do you know the answer to Dr. Kivitko's question of the day, which is true or false? In our lifetime, we will produce enough saliva to fill two swimming pools.
That's a lot. True.
It is a lot, isn't it? And it is true. That's weird. That's very weird. So, Maravik, what do you do for a living?
I work as an assistant manager to one of the Japanese bakery.
A Japanese bakery? I didn't even know there was a Japanese bakery. What's different about Japanese baking than American baking or French baking?
Cake is a little bit less sweet than regular cake that we eat, you know, on a daily basis that you can buy to a grocery store.
Interesting. Where would I find this if I wanted to try it?
This is the one off of Old Henderson Road.
Off of Old Henderson. That's not too far from the studio. Okay. We'll have to check it. My producer thinks he knows where it is.
Yeah.
All right, Maravik. Well, stay on the phone because we have to get the address and your phone number so we can send you those flowers from DeSantis.
Thank
okay?
you.
You're very welcome. Interesting. Learn something every day. I just love learning things. Oh, there's the give the paper back to my producer. All right, so let's get back to the 25 amazing facts about teeth while my producer's getting information from Maravik. So, okay, you can extend the life of a knocked-out tooth by placing it in milk or holding it in your mouth. Remember that if you have to take an emergency trip to your dentist, may as well be me. Of course, the doctor that wrote this would like you to go to him, but he's in Monroe Falls, Ohio. So, all right. Now, did you know that mosquitoes have teeth? I didn't know this. Mosquitoes have 47. I don't know how they know that. I guess you need a magnifying glass or a microscope or something to see those teeth, but it is kind of cool. Okay, the so-called milk teeth begin to form in the womb, but don't actually show until a child is 6 months old to a year. Okay, so that's interesting. So actually, just so you know, the very first bone that begins to calcify once conception has occurred and an embryo starts to form and a baby is growing, you know, is 6 weeks. 6 weeks after a woman becomes pregnant, the lower jaw starts to calcify, meaning form, and it is the first bone to do that in the entire body. What that tells us, is that's pretty important bone, wouldn't you say? And the reason that we think it happens is because it has a lot of work to do. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen in that jawbone, and so you better get started early. Get started soon. All right, let's see. We are up to number 13. Some 25% of children won't have seen a dentist before they enter kindergarten. You believe that? That's too low. That's way too low. I mean, we have to get our children, we have to start them off right. We have to make sure that they can have a lifetime of dental health, of good dental health. And so if you're one of the parents who hasn't taken your child to the dentist yet, you should make an appointment. Now, I will tell you, a lot of parents think their child's too young, too immature, never going to sit still. And so therefore you don't take them. But what I would say to you is let us professionals decide or do that. You know what I mean? Like bring them. We have methods. We're very good at working with young children. And you would be surprised how well they do. You really would. Every parent, they're just amazed. So, and by the way, if we have a child that isn't ready, that is not seemingly having fun, and I want every child's first visit to be fun, well, we only do what we can. We don't do what's going to be scary. We don't do what they don't want. We do what we can, and we let them think that they had a wonderful visit, that they had a complete visit. And then we invite them back in, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. You don't have to wait 6 months to have the child back to try again. You can do it sooner than that because children, you know, 2 weeks seems like a lifetime to them. All right. So, okay. Remember, 25% of children will not have seen a dentist before they enter kindergarten, and that is way, way, way too low. All right, number 14, modern toothpaste has only been around for, how long would you think? How long would you guess? Only been around for 100 years. Only 100 years. Oh my goodness, that's terrible. I mean, some of us take dental health for granted. Granted, there are a lot of people that don't obtain dental care and suffer for it. And in fact, I'll be doing my 7th annual Dentistry from the Heart event on June 9th. And a lot of folks who can't access dental care due to finances, and in some cases, people that just don't want to spend any money to get their annual cleaning, in their case annual, because we'd only do it once a year, they come. So you're welcome to come. Let me just throw that out now. June 9th, mark your calendars. All are welcome. It's free for everyone, a free filling, a free cleaning, or free extraction. And in some cases, you can get multiple things done, depending on the line, how many people have shown up, how many volunteer dentists we have, how many volunteer hygienists we have. But and in fact, let me just start today by putting out a request, a plea for dentists who would please come out and help us do this. I have at least one lined up. That's not enough. Oh, maybe two now that I think about it. So there might be three of us at least. We really need more. I have 10 treatment rooms. And so we have plenty of room for more dentists, and we want hygienists. And so it's a great service, and people seem to appreciate it. And the cool thing is we are seeing a lot of the same people we've seen over the past 6 years. So, yeah, they're starting to use us as their dental home, you know, and it's free. So no questions asked. We try to do a nice job. Oh, we're also going to try to make it more of a almost like a health screening fair, where we're going to see how many different medical personnel we can have to do as much medical screening as we can while you're there, whether it be blood pressure or glucose screening or whatever, you know, we're going to see what we can do. So, okay, June 9th, mark your calendar, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. A lot of people come the night before to kind of get in line. You don't have to do that, but a lot do. Okay, let me get back to this list of 25 amazing facts about teeth, because we are up to number 15. If you think your fingerprints are unique, so are your tongue prints. No two tongue prints are alike. That's an interesting fact. And although I guess I would have assumed that, I never really knew that. Okay. In the past, people used charcoal, ashes, chalk, lemon juice, and other concoctions to brush their teeth. Can you imagine brushing with charcoal? That does not sound very fun. I understand the lemon juice, maybe. I don't know. Ashes? Chalk? I don't know. Anyway, they were probably happy when baking soda and peroxide came around, which was a staple for a long, long time. Okay, do you think kids eat more candy than adults eat more candy? What do you think? What do you think? Think about it. It's actually adults eat more candy. Adults consume about 65% of all of the candy produced in the United States. That's a little surprise, isn't it? We always blame the kids. Oh, you've been eating junk. What we're really saying is don't eat that candy because I want to eat it. The most common childhood disease is none other than tooth decay. And by the way, just in general, in both children and adults, dental disease is the largest unmet health need in the nation. In the nation, the largest unmet health need. So, yeah, hey, that's why we're here and why we're trying to get you to think of your teeth and think of your children's teeth and to come in and have your teeth checked and cleaned and fluoride treatments and get any small cavities filled before they become big cavities. Okay, so that was number 18. We have about, would that be seven more? But I'm looking at the clock and it looks to me like it's time for us to go to break. So we're going to do that right now. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 478, and we're bringing you 25 amazing facts about teeth, and we're going to bring you the last seven after this.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. We're bringing you 25 amazing facts about teeth, and we are up to number 19. So, number 19 is brushing daily can reduce your chance of tooth decay by, what would you think? 25%. 25% just brushing daily. That's pretty good. It's worth it. When you don't floss, you miss cleaning up to 35% of your teeth surface areas. 35% by not flossing. So if you think you're doing a good job with the brush, you're only getting, what is that, 65% of the area. You're missing 35% of it. That was number 20, by the way. Number 21, humans have two sets of teeth during their lifetime. By contrast, sharks have about 40 sets of teeth. 40 sets. Wow. Seems like all they're doing is losing teeth. Number 22, every year students lose how many millions of hours of school time do you think they lose to dental-related illness? Can you think? Think what it would be. How many millions of hours of school time is lost due to dental-related illness? 51 million. 51 million hours of school due to dental-related illness. That's a lot of school. And by the way, I'm very much a proponent of education, studying hard, doing well in school, because I think it helps everybody improve themselves, and it gives you a chance at a better job. And so children, you know, really shouldn't miss school. I always know that if I've missed a class for any reason, when I come back, I always feel like I've missed so much. And I don't know how much I've missed. I just assume I've missed. I don't want to raise my hand. If everybody else in the room already knows the answer, it makes me feel silly. So I would tend not to raise my hand, thinking that, oh, they must have talked about that when I was out sick. And sure enough, they hadn't. Okay, so let's get them into the dentist at a time when they're, you know, they have a time to come and prevent the toothache kind of related dental visits. All right. What you think of as your teeth is only part of the story. 1/3 of your teeth are located below your gums. 1/3 of the teeth are the roots. Number 24, you could add up all of the people on the earth and it still wouldn't add up to the amount of bacteria in your mouth right now. Wow. That's really scary. That would be, what are there, like 7 or 8 billion people in the world or something like that? And so we have that many bacteria in our mouth right now. Ooh, kind of makes me want to go brush my teeth again. We've actually mentioned this one before, but you may or may not have been tuned in. So number 25, the 25th amazing fact about teeth is, at the time of his inauguration, George Washington had, how many teeth did George Washington have in his mouth, natural teeth, at the time of his inauguration? Does anybody remember? My producer guessed 10. It was one. Only one natural tooth left in his mouth at the time of his inauguration. Pretty interesting, huh? All right. So anyway, yes, I think that was kind of a fun show. And of course, I'm sorry that Bob Hoying's kids are sick and that he couldn't come today, but we'll definitely get with him and we'll get him back maybe next week, maybe the week after. I don't know. His schedule is kind of booked. But anyway, yeah, we'll have him in and it'll be fun because I want to learn about, first of all, talk to him about his OSU quarterbacking days and his Eagles quarterbacking days. And now, honestly, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about Crawford Hoying real estate development because they're all over the city and it's an interesting story. And I just have noticed them and like what they do. And so I thought it'd be a fun interview to have. All right. So let me just, remind you that if you want to, what am I going to say? Oh, yeah. The podcasts, thereasonswesmile.com. If you go there, you can watch any of the shows, including this one. We try to make it interesting by having some pictures of the topic displayed there. And also, please go to my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kavitko and Associates. All right. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. Okay? So that's all the time we have today. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.